We were practicing inside in the Hudson Center. The lights went out right before the last team period, the defensive segment of the team period. So we went outside. We did lose the video, but it was fine. So we were able to complete our practice.
Is that a first?
I think so, yeah. Newsworthy, I guess, yeah. Correct.
Is that any indication that he's any worse?
Because Clay Matthews' medical situation is just based on the treatment that he's receiving earlier in the week. And with the treatment, it's best that he does not practice. So that was the decision made by the medical staff. It was a conversation we had Tuesday morning. And that's where we are. He went through a different routine this week than last week, to answer your question.
Are you concerned that this is something where he's maybe going to have to do this for a while? Where
he doesn't may have to do it for a couple of weeks is the long-term vision. So,
Mike Smith mentioned earlier this week that because of the lockout, he and his staff drilled down deeper, meaning did more preparation, more breakdown of opponents than ever in the past. Do you think that was something that was common league-wide, and do you have any thoughts on that?
I would think so. We definitely have more time on our hands this past year as coaches compared to prior years because the players were not here. So for our individual situation, playing in the Super Bowl, it gave us the opportunity to catch up throughout March and April. And we were able to get done the things that we normally get done. We always take the first four opponents on our schedule, circle them, and make sure that we're ready to go, especially if it's an uncommon opponent. We always look at our division opponents and things like that. So we were able to get the same amount of work done in the off season that we normally would, probably a little extra as far as other opponents, anything that we were concerned from, some studies. But I would think it would have been the norm throughout the league.
Do you see any impact from it? Does it help you?
It's never just one thing. It's really all part of the big picture. The one study we did on was handling success. So I don't know. Has it helped? I mean, we're 25% through our season. So we've used some of the PowerPoints and case studies that we researched in the off season on case studies, on handling success. So yeah, we'll see if it works. But you definitely have more time on your hands to look at those types of things.
Mike, you think Mike might be ready to go next week? How much did he benefit from this week of work?
Just watching Frank Zombo this week, I would be hopeful that he'd be fully released next week. Dr. McCarthy thinks he's ready to go, so we'll see how Dr. McKenzie views it. But he looked good this week.
How about Brian?
Excuse me?
Do you have a setback at all?
Dr. McKenzie's got to deal with Dr. Belaga on that one. That's not going very well, but he's chomping at the bit to get out there.
Mike, what does Dr. McKenzie tell you is holding Brian back?
Well, there's protocol. There's injuries that have happened in the past. You compare him to his injuries. I mean, we're always going to do what's in the best interest of the player. So I'm just kidding. As far as Brian and Dr. McKenzie, I mean, yeah, Brian wants to play. He feels he's ready to go, and Pat is concerned. So until that comes together, Brian will not be on the field. So, but I think Brian definitely has a chance next week. Well, I just talked to Charles. He's 35 years old today. It's his birthday. It takes players when they get up above that 10-year mark. It takes them a little longer to recover. So that's been the history with our older players. Chad Clifton's in that category. So he has some things that he's working on during the week to get healthy. But he practiced today. Looked good, and that's been the routine. for Charles Woodson, and definitely gives him the opportunity to get his body back and respond accordingly, play well on Sundays.
Mike Weems got a couple of big returns on you guys in each of the two meetings. Yes. How much better do you think your kickoff coverage group is, with the, especially with the influx of, I think you have four rookies on the kickoff coverage group?
Well, comparing this year to last year, A, you have different players. B, this is really the first opportunity, probably in the last couple of years, we've been able to stack the same lineups, you know, 3 or 4 weeks in a row. So we're able to have a group of players, particularly kickoff coverage, the punt team, and, you know, playing together week in and week out to develop the continuity and the consistency. So are we better? You know, it's really not something that's comparable right now, but I would say this, we're more consistent, that they're practicing better. It looks, you know, the looks are cleaner. The understanding is, I think, much better because you don't have as many moving parts, and hopefully it stays that way. So we're ready for the challenge.
Is Tremont able to play as physically with the shoulder as he would if he was 100% healthy? Is it, or is he kind of in
the middle? I mean, Tremont is on the field for a reason. He feels he's able to go, and that's you know, a conversation that goes on, you know, through the process of coming off an injury. So he may not be as comfortable as he would like, maybe as comfortable as he was at, you know, during most of the season last year. I mean, he took a big hit back in week one from Nick Collins, and I think everybody, when they saw it, it looked like a serious injury. So just the fact that he's out there playing speaks volumes about Tremont Williams. But he's fighting his way through.
What are you holding that roster spot with Nick for? Have you just not found a player?
Well, it's really, I think he asked me a couple of weeks ago, and it really hasn't changed. We have a couple areas that we feel we're potentially stressed. You know, we're stressed on, and we just want to see how some of the guys, the Frank Zombos, Brian Belaga, and see how these guys come back from injury. And that's really what we've been kind of holding on to it for. So there's a couple different ways we can go with it, but we're just being very cautious because we feel a couple positions are potentially stressed.